Hello, and welcome, folks. So, boy, I don't know. It was a big weekend. Lots of fallout from last week's huge news. The news was everywhere. And in honor of last week's news, I decided, here, let me show you here. For those of you watching on video, here, I got my Fauci for Gitmo t-shirt on. Thanks to Flyover Conservatives for sending that over. Love those guys, by the way. But yeah, Fauci for Gitmo. I think that's a necessary thing. We're going to be talking about that. Before we do that, I told you, go to bh-pm.com, tell them Ren sent you, and buy some gold. Run on the banks. It's happening, folks. It's happening. You need to have some precious metals. Just telling you. Some of my buddies will give me a rough time. They say, you're a terrible salesman. You got to really push people. And I don't do that. I'm not good at that. I don't like pushing people. I tell you what I know, and I hope that you listen. And if you do listen, great. If you don't, well, it's a free country. I'm a freedom guy, right? So I'm reminding you again, the goal is to collapse our economy and destroy the American dollar. If you don't go to BH-PM and get some gold, bh-pm.com, tell them Ren sent you, because you're supporting me. And I get support. If you buy from there and you tell them that I did sent you there, I get supported from them. So they are a sponsor. But I'm just telling you, look at this Silicon Valley Bank. It's a disaster. All right. More on that coming up. But right now I want to focus on the biggest crook in the United States. That would be Anthony Fauci, right? So Fauci is out there, and it's an interesting thing. I listen to this guy. Right now, he's kind of came out of his cave, right? So they had him retire because he is too much of a liability to stay in office, right? He had to get out of his office and get away, and they were hoping that with that happening, some of the fear would die down. Problem is that it's actually ramped up. And it wouldn't have mattered whether he was in office or not. Probably a good decision to make him retire. What happened was, is behind the scenes, we've got a number of people who've given me word that, he got a pretty cushy deal. He's making some good money here and good money there. And they're paying him basically to do nothing and just not let anybody know where the bodies are buried. Because Fauci knows that for sure. It's the only reason that he's been able to stay where he's at for so long. So, Fauci's hiding, came out from under his rock because there's so much happening. And it looks, he's got to be a little worried. We're getting to the point where it's getting harder and harder, even for the Uniparty people in Washington, to cover for this guy's corruption and illegal actions. Ultimately, Fauci was one of the coordinating members of this conspiracy. He worked with the DOD, worked with EcoHealth Alliance, he worked with all these guys to create SARS-CoV-2 and also the vaccines and then push it on people. And ultimately, his role in this is one where he is arguably as responsible for the deaths of the many millions of people out there as anybody else on the planet. And also not getting quite as much coverage, but the number of people who are going to be rendered sterile for life, unable to have children, because this vaccine does a lot of damage to your ability to reproduce. Thank you, Bill Gates. We know that was one of the goals. Anyways, so Fauci, the reason I'm leading with Fauci is I had something that kind of stuck in my craw a little bit on Twitter. And there was a wonderful post by Chief Nerd. So there's a couple guys on Twitter that I really like that they're growing really quickly, and they're doing a great job. One is Vigilant Fox. I love Vigilant Fox. He's a good guy. He's just out there pushing truth. A huge help to me in terms of amplifying what we're doing. And so if you're not following Vigilant Fox, please do. And then also the Chief Nerd. The Chief Nerd is quite profound in terms of finding data and putting it out there. Well, Chief Nerd has put out this great document where he talked about Fauci lying, which he did. He says, Justin, Fauci now says lab leak could still be considered as coming from natural origins. And this is an astounding clip that could only be done on CNN, right? Only CNN would let someone lie this openly to promote a narrative and then not properly question them back. But they did, right? So Fauci says, quote, a lab leak could be that someone was out in the wild, maybe looking for different types of viruses in bats, got infected, went into the lab, and was being studied in the lab, and then came in contact, et cetera, et cetera, with other people, spread it. Yeah, it just more dribble, just absolute dribble. So Fauci is now trying to claim that the lab leak was a natural origin thing. No, the lab leak was a gain of function thing, Fauci. We've already got that. Redfield admitted it. Everybody's admitted it. We know what happened. You funded the creation of SARS-CoV-2. Your funding, along with the Department of Defense's funding, resulted in the creation of a disease that has now killed 7+ million people, I believe, globally, according to corrupt WHO figures. It also led to the worldwide rollout of the most dangerous chemical injection that's ever been given to humanity on such a large scale. I mean, we have millions and millions of people dying from these COVID jabs, and so many more with side effects, permanent injuries, sterility, all these different things. I'm gonna remind everybody. We had a headline, I think, last week where we talked about that they've now discovered that it can actually injure your penis. I don't think that I can say that enough because I don't think I could offer most men a better reason to stay away from this. If that doesn't wake you up. Okay. So Fauci's a monster and a murderer, right? He's a monster and a murderer. And this buffoon actually has the audacity to try and go on CNN, which is the only place you could possibly do, maybe MSNBC. MSNBC might be bad enough to let him get away with this. But goes on CNN and says, oh, well, you know, they're talking about a lab leak. It could be a lab leak, but it was still a natural origin. Fauci's an idiot and a liar. Okay. The only thing worse than that is I found this, and this is really what prompted this being the kind of lead-off segment of the show. This Krutika Kupali, I have no idea if I'm saying her name right, but she's apparently an MD and an FIDSA. Let me give you her byline on Twitter. ID physician, Global Health Emerging Infectious Diseases Chair, IDSA Global Health Committee, WHO Health Emergencies Program, et cetera, et cetera. So this woman's a crook. She's either the stupidest person on the planet or a complete sellout, probably both, because she's involved with the WHO. And she says, can we stop mischaracterizing what people say regarding COVID-19? Please watch the video. Fauci is answering a question posed by CNN and explaining what the lab leak theory is. No, Fauci's lying through his teeth, and you're now lying to cover him for him because the WHO is actively involved in all of this, actively involved in the cover-up, bought and paid for by China, bought and paid for by pharma, bought and paid for by Bill Gates, and you guys would say anything in the universe to ensure that you keep the funding flowing. I mean, if you work at the WHO, your job title is prostitute, chief prostitute, or prostitute assistant. I don't know what else to say, folks. These people are sellouts. They sell themselves for a nickel. And this freaking liar, this woman who is just a piece of garbage, is out here. We got to quit mischaracterizing what the good Anthony Fauci has said because he's science. Anthony Fauci has not stopped lying in as many years as I knew he existed. You can tell if Anthony Fauci's lying because his mouth is open. If his mouth is open, whatever's coming out is going to be a lie. That's just every time, folks, every time. But yet we still have these crooks pushing this. Ladies and gents, friends, we are now 3 years into this. COVID has... I mean, it's never been anywhere near as dangerous as they said it was. Do you not know that yet? I mean, if you're missing that at this point, we're 3 years in. They lied to scare you. Okay, so we can all accept that, right? I mean, how many people have had COVID five times? It doesn't matter. They all had the jab, by the way. Most people have not had the jab, got it once, maybe twice with a variant, and that was it. But if you've had the jab, you may have had it five, six times by now. And you're still okay, minus the side effects from the jab. It was never as dangerous as they said. They lied. Masks. We have more studies than I know what to do with. Everyone on the planet that's not an outright liar covering for themselves has acknowledged that masks do nothing. They lied. PCR tests, they don't work. They have false positives. The reality is, and maybe I'll get into this later, I don't know if we'll have time. The reality is that the PCR testing was done so broadly as a means to connect genetic information. We have that. Did you know that they collected the genetic information from those PCR tests and that a lot of it was sold? And a lot of it ended up in Chinese gene banks, by the way, FYI. We have paperwork on that, folks. That's not speculation. So we've got all of these different things that were lies, right? Then they talk about the vaccines. Oh, they're safe and effective, except for before the vaccines were out, they knew about the serious adverse events of special interest, all nine pages of them. And the FDA specifically listed a whole page of side effects that were never listed or disclosed to people in a presentation that was October, November of 2020, before the vaccines were out, where they knew about the myocarditis and the various blood clot issues and strokes. They knew. They said they were going to monitor for this. Of course, you can't find out the results of that monitoring because they lie. Folks, every single thing they've said is a lie. When are we going to quit believing them? Why is this piece of garbage, Krutika Kupale, why is this, they're not some sort of a warning over anything she says? If the WHO puts it out, there should be a misinformation warning, just like, you know, people like me have had to deal with, right? It should be everywhere. We need to make sure that these people are aware. These people are providing misinformation, disinformation. I mean, it's a crisis. The DOD is censoring me all right and left. You know how many lists, censorship lists I'm on? You know that, you know, my Substack, I put out another DOD Substack this weekend talking about the DOD's role in the COVID Origins Act. Good luck finding that if you didn't get it in your junk email. Censor me all the time. Thing is I got paperwork to back what I'm saying. Krutika Kupale is just an outright liar. Anthony Fauci, he should have misinformation tattooed across his forehead. The guy hasn't opened his mouth once without lying. So, you know, we've got to address this. Now, related to this is something I've been talking about since 2021. Now, in 2021, we talked about the fact that these vaccines shed, and that was called a conspiracy theory. Guess what, folks? It's not. You know why I know it's not? Because in 2021, when I told you guys that this sheds, I had the FDA document that required that these guys, Pfizer, do a study on shedding in gene therapy products. You know what that study did? Two things. It proved, first of all, that these are gene therapy products, and second of all, that it sheds. Because you don't do a shedding study on gene therapy products unless you've got a gene therapy product that sheds. I mean, I don't want to be overly complex here, folks, but really? I don't think this takes a genius to deduct that. Or to deduce that. Anyways, from Biomedical Clinic's medical director, Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen, and I hope I'm saying his name right, but Van Welbergen is, I believe he's South African, one of the few places that have tried to put out some truth. South Africa, by the way, I've had some contacts with some good people in Africa. A lot of the people in Africa are a lot more awake to what's happening than we are in the United States. It's because Bill Gates has been experimenting on their kids and their families with vaccines for a number of years, and so they're very skeptical of this. So Africa's been a lot more awake to this, I would say, than America in a lot of places. Not everywhere. But the South African medical community is pretty pretty active in this, and they've done a good job at sniffing some things out. On the global level, I would put South Africa as one of the places that's really been important in terms of finding truth in COVID. But anyways, Dr. Wellbergen, he's got a bunch of information. He's talking about the shedding, and there's a nice story in the NoQ report. I mean, he's right. It sheds. We don't know how much because they lie, but we know it sheds, and we know that it's a big deal. So, I mean, what we're seeing is no matter where we look, there's these lies. And the real question is how much longer before our government and our courts start actually holding people accountable? They quit dodging cases in court, and they quit playing coy and doing investigations that mean nothing when I've already given them the evidence in Congress. I've given you the evidence in Congress. You have everything you need to arrest Anthony Fauci and put him in jail, along with a lot of other people. I sent it. It's there. You just have to do something instead of just pontificate about it. Folks, I need your support at tomrens.com. Again, go to bh-pm.com. Tell Sorcini that Ren sent you. If you don't tell him I sent you, that doesn't help me. If you're going to buy gold, I'd appreciate it if you tell him that I sent you, because then it does help me. Any money that I get out of this goes to the fight. But go to bh-pm.com. Support us. Share us at Ren's Tom on Twitter. We really want to get that following up. It's R-E-N-Z-T-O-M. Had to do it backwards. My actual handle was taken by someone else. So support us at Twitter. Support us at tomrens.com. Buy my pillow. Tell them Ren sent you. Listen, we got to get support here. We need your help. We need a lot of people signed up for the Substack. Man, am I getting censored. Wow. The DOD is completely at war with me, my ability to get the word out, which means I'm over the target, folks. We'll be right back. A couple years ago, when they decided to lock us down in our houses, I decided to fight. I started fighting then, and I've continued fighting till now. I represent little people. Sometimes I represent big people now, but most of my clients can't afford to pay. We've fundraised, we've fought. We don't have backers like George Soros, but the people we're fighting do. We need your help now. I need to raise money, and I don't want to charge all of my clients full price. I want to be able to help people for free. So to do that, I need your help. God's blessed me. I've had a lot of people giving me money and giving me donations, but we needed to do more. So what I've done is I've created TomRens.com. On TomRens.com, we have a bunch of different things. We're going to try and sell and partner with Patriot Partners to sell their goods, to sell their items. What I can tell you is if you're not a Patriot, I'm not going to partner with you. If you're going to buy something, buy it from TomRens.com. We're partnering with Lindell. We're going to be selling precious metals. We're going to be selling a bunch of different things. Most importantly, if you can, sign up for our Substack. We really need to grow the Substack. If you'll subscribe to my Substack, every dime that I get from that goes back into the fight. The more money I make, the more lawyers I can fund, the more I can fight. The more I can sue people like Anthony Fauci, the more I can sue people who are profiting off the suffering of Americans. We want to fight for border security. We want to fight for election integrity. We want to fight against COVID tyranny and health freedom. We want to fight for a free America. We want to make America great again. It's only going to happen if we the people come forward and fight. We need your help to do that. I'll keep fighting, but I need your backing. If you're going to buy, buy from us. Go to TomRens.com. That's TomRens.com. T-O-M-R-E-N-Z. .com. Please support us on our Substack. We're going to put out as many stories and as many articles as we can. We're going to try and keep you informed. We're going to try and make sure you know what's going on. And we thank you so, so much for your support. I never thought I'd be a guy who was going to be pushing gold. I always thought, really? You don't think our currency is going to be good? I mean, that just seems a bit far-fetched. Well, the Fed is currently experimenting with digital currencies. They're currently experimenting with dollars being gone, computer-controlled currency. Never thought I'd be this guy, but I'm buying gold. I need it. I'm buying precious metals. I got to keep my family safe. Never thought I'd be able to recommend it. I won't recommend something I can't recommend in good faith. And honestly, it's probably time that if you can do it, you get some gold. If you're willing, if you're capable, if you're going to buy some gold, I need to ask, please buy it through TomRens.com and our partner, BH-PM.com. That's Andrew Cercini. He does a show with me with Clay Clark and General Flynn. Good guy. Met him. He's got a wonderful family. Good guy. Can't say enough positive about the man. If you're going to buy the gold, buy it from him. The commission that we get off of it, it goes to the fight. Everything I get goes to the fight. So please support us and supporting you. Support us and fighting for you. If you're going to buy the gold, buy it from Cercini. Buy it with us. We've partnered with two great patriots, Mike Lindell and Eric Napudi. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, really needs no introduction. If you don't know who Mike Lindell is, well, you've been under a rock for quite some time. He sells awesome things. I love MyPillow. Most importantly, I love the dog bed, because then when my wife throws me out, I've got somewhere to sleep. And it's comfy, right? Okay, no, I'm kidding. But I do love Mike, and I do love his products. If you're going to buy them, buy them from TomRens.com. Please, we need support there. We need your help there. And any money that we make goes into the fight. I don't want to have to charge my clients lawyer fees. Most of them can't afford it. We want to fight for real people. We can't fight for real people if they can't afford us. So we always try and find ways to do things. Now, it's important that we support these big fights. Some of these big fights, they cost millions of dollars. We funded as much of it as we can through donations and through our own pockets. So now we're looking to do other things to try and fund these fights. Regular Americans can't afford to fund this like Soros can. So buy MyPillow products through TomRens.com. Also, we've got Dr. Eric Napudi. Dr. Eric Napudi is a great friend to me. Dr. Napudi stood against the federal government when anybody else on the planet would have ran. They sued him for $500 billion for promoting vitamin D and zinc during the pandemic. He gave away, I think, 2 million doses just to try and help people. And what did our government do? They sued him. We're selling his products. I hope you'll buy them. If you buy them through TomRens.com, we get a little bit of income, and it supports a great patriot, Dr. Eric Napudi. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for all the prayers, and please support us at TomRens.com.
This is one of the greatest movements I've ever seen and been a part of. I literally go to President Trump's rallies. I speak there. I speak on his bus tours. This Reawaken tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
Yeah, you got the wrong one if you think I'm bowing to this nonsense anytime soon. And by the way, just so you know, I'm not playing and messing around. Just in case you've never been introduced to a church like ours, guess what? In January, the Reawaken tour is coming to our place. Hallelujah. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah, it's going to be lit. Wide slam open. I told Clay, just come on in, make a mess in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Psst. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro has joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th and 21st. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America tour, we've had Mel Kay, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mike Ovitz, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Naputi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available.
Whoa.
Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America Tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, with Clay Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0, as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price, and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
I remember this one. Well, actually.
Yeah.
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa, man.